So on this Palm Sunday, as Jesus enters Jerusalem, as we start Holy Week, there was one line in Matthew's telling of this account that jumped out at me. It's near the end. It's when Matthew says, "The whole city was stirred up, and they were asking one particular question." First of all, the stirred up part, we had a little slice of that a moment ago with you waving and shouting Hosanna and kids walking around. As Jesus enters Jerusalem, his reputation goes before him, and people come out to see him. And I don't know, maybe it was a slow time in Jerusalem. I don't know what was going on, but the whole city comes out, and things are stirred up. Now, it's worth noting that word that in this translation is translated stirred up. In others, you hear that the town was in an uproar. The word there actually is the Greek word that is the root of our English word seismic. You know, speaking of earthquakes. The whole town was shaken like an earthquake. Everyone was talking. Everyone was wondering. Everyone came out to see this event. And they're asking one question, Matthew says. And this is unique to Matthew. I don't think noticed this before. Matthew tells us what everyone is asking as Jesus enters that day. Who is this? Who is this that is causing all this noise and commotion? Who is this? And it struck me as a pretty good question for us to ponder and ask as we enter Holy Week. Who is this Jesus? Because how you answer that question, how you answer it, will have a lot of impact on how you approach and journey through this week ahead. Who is this Jesus? Well, we get one answer in Matthew's account. We hear that there were people who were saying, well, it's Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet. And that is all true. And yet also notice how incomplete that answer is, also how limiting it is. For one thing, to say this is Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee, it's sort of like when Jesus, you may remember, had journeyed to his hometown and people were saying, isn't that little Jesus, Mary and Joseph's son? And he couldn't do any miracles there because the people put him in this little box. Oh, that's Mary and Joseph's boy. He's one of us. How dare he claim to be something that he's not? So the people in Jerusalem, some of them are saying, oh, that's Jesus of Nazareth. And, you know, can anything good come from Nazareth? They're putting him in a little box. We know who he is. He's of this time and this place. And even to say he's a prophet is true, but is limiting. Now, there are some in the crowd that day shouting Hosanna, which means save us. Which is interesting because it means there were at least some in the crowd that day who, in answer to that question, who is this, were looking to Jesus for salvation. Of course, for different people, that may have meant different things. There were certainly those who were wanting, if this was the Messiah, him to ride in not on a donkey, but on a big white horse, sword drawn, slaying all their enemies. That certainly colored the way they were going to journey through the week ahead. Who is this? You may have also noticed in the psalm I read, there were some attempts. I mean, as we Christians read psalms like this, we associate them with Jesus. There's mention of the branches and mention of the gate coming through the gate of righteousness. There's some possible answers in the psalm of who Jesus is. He is the gate that is open for for all to come in. He is the stone that has been rejected, but is actually the chief cornerstone. He is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The psalm even suggests that this person might be the giver of light and love as well. Who is this Jesus? Well, Scripture is full of all sorts of other descriptions of Jesus as well. Lamb of God, Good Shepherd, Son of God, Son of Man, Great Physician, even Friend. Who is this riding into Jerusalem that day? Let me add to the mix. I was doing some looking through our Book of Confessions, the historic confessions and creeds that we look to. Let me offer some of their answer to this question. Who is this? I mean, you might start with the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. Nicene Creed has a wonderful description of Jesus as very God of very God, whatever that means. I like it. Not sure I know what it means. Here's what the Scots Confession, written in Scotland by John Knox and some others in the 16th century, what it says about who this is. When the fullness of time came, God sent His Son, His eternal wisdom, the substance of His own glory, into the world. And so was born the just seed of David, the angel of the great counsel of God, the very Messiah promised. For the Scots at that time, that's who Jesus was. The wisdom of God, the very Messiah promised. Here's from the Heidelberg Catechism, written in Germany, roughly that same time. Christ has been ordained by God the Father, has been anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who fully reveals to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our deliverance, our only high priest, who has delivered us by the one sacrifice of His body, who continually pleads our cause with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by His Word and Spirit, and who guards us and keeps us in the freedom He has won for us. That's who the folks at that time thought Jesus was. Prophet, priest, king, the one who brings us our true freedom, who delivers us, who pleads our cause to God. The Westminster Confession, written in England in the 1640s. It pleased God in His eternal purpose to choose and ordain the Lord Jesus, His only begotten Son, to be the mediator between God and man, the prophet, priest, and king, the head and savior of His church, the heir of all things, the judge of the world, unto whom He did from all eternity give a people to be His seed, and to be by Him in time redeemed, called, justified, sanctified, and glorified. Isn't it? Among other things, Jesus is the one who calls us, justifies us, sanctifies us, glorifies us. For a bunch of pastors in Germany, just after the Nazis have taken power, writing the Barmen Declaration, as they see the church there being taken over by a dictatorial state, here's how they define who Jesus is. Jesus Christ, as He is attested for us in Holy Scripture, is the one Word of God which we have to hear, which we have to trust and obey in life and in death. As Jesus Christ is God's assurance of the forgiveness of all our sins, so in the same way and with the same seriousness is He also God's mighty claim upon our whole life. Through Him befalls us a joyful deliverance from the godless fetters of this world. That's who Jesus was for these pastors in Nazi Germany in 1930. Notice, they can even speak, though, of their joyful deliverance from the godless fetters of this world. And then most recently, not most recently, but more recently in our Book of Confessions, the Confession of 1967, in the midst of the turbulent 1960s, when our country, indeed the world, seemed to be falling apart. Here's how they answered that question. Who is this Jesus? In Jesus of Nazareth, true humanity was realized once for all. Jesus, a Palestinian Jew, lived among his own people and shared their needs, temptations, joys, and sorrows. He expressed the love of God in word and deed and became a brother to all kinds of sinful men. In giving himself freely, he took upon himself the judgment under which all men stand convicted. God raised him from the dead, vindicating him as Messiah and Lord. The victim of sin became victor and won the victory over sin and death for all. And we come to today, in our world, in your life, today, this week. Who is this whose entry into Jerusalem we celebrate this week? Who is this whose path we will follow as the week progresses to a last meal with his so-called friends, to a lonely time in a garden, to a trial, a sham trial, to the cross, to the tomb, and then to resurrection? Who is this? The religious authorities of his day thought Jesus was a troublemaker, a rabble-rouser, needed to be stopped. The crowds, as we've mentioned, had all sorts of different ideas about who this was. But how we answer that question will determine how we get through the ups and downs of this week ahead. Who is this Jesus who entered Jerusalem that day? Who is he for you? Amen.